Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we can hear you. Tell Bubba D to stop singing. We can hear you. Bubba D, stop singing. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to give honor to God, His Son, Jesus Christ, through the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Once again, I thank God for being with you all today, being in God's presence. I thank and I praise God for all that.
Your phone messing up bad, sister, man. Somebody's phone messing up real bad.
That's probably me, because ever since the weather started raining today, it started acting up. I moved, Brother Dawg, so I'm having a little problem right now. Can you hear me now better?
No, you got a lot of squeaking in there. Your phone just squeaking in there.
You can move, but it's like it's popping.
Let me see if I can find a location where you won't get all
that. Hang up and call back. Hang up and call back in. Brother D, check over till she gets back, Brother D. Check over till she gets back.
Okay.
Yeah. So hang up and call back. Amen. Man. Hey, man, as always, you say again, good evening, family. And you know that we're truly glad to be back here again. The Lord is truly blessing. I told you all yesterday. We didn't get a chance to get on last week, but God has blessed us. He blessed us Monday, blessed us yesterday, and we just know within our heart, within our soul, that God is going to bless us again to be able to give His word to someone and that someone will be able to receive God's word. You know, sisters and brothers, it's one thing to give the word, but it's another thing for someone to receive God's word. And I don't know if you all heard Marcy.
I'm here. I'm just trying to find a spot where it's not so bad. Just talk a couple of more minutes, Debo.
Yeah, I noticed when Monty first came on, I was going to tell you guys. Did you all hear what she said? What she said about it's a blessing to have the Holy Ghost. Sister and brother, let me explain something to you all real quick. You don't know what living is like until you get a life with God. You don't understand. You think you're living now. We think some of us are high class or middle class, and we think we're doing good. But when you get a relationship with the Lord God Almighty, then you really start to understand what living is all about. Right now, once you do that, you would know then that you just existed now. You really start to live when you come into it with God. Then you start to live. You start to see things in a totally different way. You start to accept things totally different. Because, see, now you're in the spirit. And everything in the name of Jesus, everything that you're dealing with then, you're dealing from inside out instead of outside in. Oh, we thank the Lord. We thank God for being so sanctified and filled. And at this time, I see Monty is back. We're going to give way to her and ask the Lord to bless. Amen. Amen. Come on, T.
Thank you for that, Debo. You was getting good there. Can y'all hear pretty well now?
Yes, that's much better, T. Much better.
Okay, praise God. I just had to change the room so I can, because I just moved and I just have to find my good spot. That's all. Amen. Again, I thank God for being here. Thank God for even the rain and the storms that happen. I thank and I praise God for waking us up this morning, keeping us in a safe and sound mind. Glory be to God. And this normally don't have the Brother Dog on a clear day when it's not raining. But I thank God, and I hope it doesn't, you know, cause too much of a hassle. We're going to talk a little bit from the 40th chapter of Isaiah. The 40th chapter of Isaiah. And we're going to talk from verses 1 through verses 1 through 8, 10, verses 1 through 10. And, you know, I was reading this, and, you know, it's a blessing when we go through stuff. Let me just take a second before I get started. And, Brother D, you want to whisper a quick prayer for me?
Amen, amen. I'm asking each and every last one, as always, about your heads. Give God your heart. Give God your ear. And you know I want you to do. Pray along with us as we pray. Father God, we come before you this evening. Lord, we want to just say thank you. We thank you for allowing us to rise this morning. And then, Father, we thank you for upon getting up, we find that our family was all doing well. We just want to say thank you, Lord. And Father, we ask that you bless in a way that only you can, Lord. Bless in a way that the word as it go forth today, that someone would hear it and want to act upon it. We pray that it touch someone's mind, soul, to make them say, what must I do to get a relationship with the Lord Almighty himself? Knowing, Father, you are the only way, the truth, and the life. And we just say thank you right now. Bless right now in the name of Jesus. Father, these blessed among men, and we ask in Son Jesus' name, that if our hearts say amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Brother D. I realized when I started talking, I said, well, Lord, I haven't prayed. You know, the prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. And the Bible tells us that man should always pray and not faint. And I just thank God for that. So we're going back to Isaiah 40 chapter 1 through 10. And, you know, we're going to talk about the goodness of Jesus. And we're going to also talk, and as I was reading, as out of all the things we go through, God will give us double for our trouble. We complain we're going through things, but if we would just keep still, praise God, worship him through the hardship. When we make it through, God will give you double for your trouble. He's a merciful God, and he knows what we go through. He already knows how we're going to handle it. I hear my phone acting up, so I'm kind of twisting around, trying to find a spot where it won't make so much noise. And it only do this on rainy days. But I'm going to begin, and I hope that you all can hear. Can you hear me, brother, though?
We hear you, T. We hear you. It's got a little static in it. We hear you. We're going to press through it. We're going to press through it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a way. I'm trying to find a position. Okay, you can gave me a break here.
You got those property shipping. You should have stayed where you were. Property shipping.
See, Brother Dog, when the weather's not bad, all over the place is a good spot. So with just a little sprinkle in the weather, I didn't know it was going to be like this. But so far, I found that it's good here, but I found quite a better position, I guess. Verse 40 said, comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. Comfort ye, my people. And you know, our Bible tells us to comfort each other. Yes.
That's not a good position. We're still messed up. You're popping and skipping bad.
Yes. I don't know where you was at, T. Where were you first started out? You got to go back there.
Okay, let me try again. Hold on.
Brother Deesel need to stop coming in and out. When she popping and skipping, tell her, Brother Deesel, so I don't have to keep on coming on.
Right, I had to get back to the phone. I'll tell you just that for that.
Okay, let me try in there again.
Okay, stay right there.
You okay right there. Wherever you are, you okay right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't move.
Okay. God wants us to comfort each other. Mm-hmm. We don't do what we're supposed to do, but God wants us to. When we find our brothers and sisters having a hard time or in any type of trouble, we need to go and encourage them to relieve them of their stress. But rather than encourage them, we'd rather talk about them. Glory be to God. And, you know, and we don't look at it. We don't look at what we do. Now, I'm going to go over to Job for just a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to go over to Job just a few minutes. Over to Job 42. Okay, 42 and 10.
Go back where you was at. Pardon me? Where you was at. It started popping again. Go back where you was at.
Okay, but I haven't moved. Okay, Job 42 and 10. Okay, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends also, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Now think about it. When Job was sick, and his three friends came supposedly to comfort him, they didn't do it. They were trying to find out what did Job do for God to let him go through this. You see, our Bible tells us that Job did not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
What Job did do was to serve God, was to do what God had him to do. What Job did do was to walk right. And it's starting again. I'm walking, trying to find a quiet place. And I'm sorry, it looks like it's going to be kind of a rough day. What Job did do was try to do everything that was pleasing in the eyesight of God in his walk with God. But his friend, rather than for him, now we know what all Job went through. We know the sickness. We know the pain, the house set in sackcloth and cloth and ashes. We know it was nothing Job did, but because he was such a man of God, a pure-hearted man, a man that walked with God, that trusted God, that believed God, that loved him. And God knew that Job would not turn his back on him. So God allowed Job to go through to let Satan so Satan would know.
That's it.
You
That's it.
Cannot take my people from me. Glory
That's
be
it.
To God.
That's it. That's
when
it.
Truly a child of God, and you all hear me well, when you are truly a child of
God,
I don't care how much temptation Satan brings to you are not going to move. You're going to be steadfast, and you're going to be unmovable because you are a child of God, and you trust in him. And I'm going to repeat, you're going to be steadfast and unmovable because you are a child of God. You believe and you trust in him. Job was never concerned about his riches. Job was more concerned about pleasing God than anything else. But his friend did not comfort him. His friend wanted to know, Job, what did you do that caused this to come upon you? And that's what we do today. We don't comfort people when we see our brother and our sister in trouble or going through things. We decide for ourselves what they must have did something to cause it. The book of Job let you know that you don't have to do anything. What people got to understand is you're going to go through stuff. You're going to have your trials and your tribulations, even if you don't ever do anything. But you got to go through your trials and tribulations. You got to show God, regardless of what I go through, I'm going to serve you anyhow. And yes, Job got upset. He cursed the day he was born. But he never cursed God. And his three friends sat with him 7 days. And all that talk that they was doing. See, this is how God is. When you a child of God, I don't care what you're going through, you stay steadfast. Now, after God finished talking to Job, Job was doing all this talking, and God wanted to know, Job, where were you when I made the heaven and earth? Glory be to God. I went through all this process with Job, but you know what? Through it all. But he wanted Job to come back to himself and think properly. He wanted Job to realize who he was talking to. And we know that God knew him. But the thing is, Job has suffered so long, and it's in his mind, he was righteous. But what Job didn't seem to understand, there is really none good but the Lord. And he wanted to let God know how he had walked upright before him. How he was so righteous, what he had done. And you know, we do that ourselves. I've heard people say, why am I going through this? I do everything I'm supposed to do. I go to church. And half of the time, the one that said is not even saved. So God spoke back to Job, because Job, his servant, the one that was speaking. I'm going to change it again. I can hear it when it starts acting up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Job said to God, he said, I am righteous, and God has taken away my judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. Shall I lie against my right? My wound is incurable without transgression. See, things can get just that hard for us. And it's not that Job was not a child of God, but he had suffered so long, and in his mind, he was doing all he could for God. Glory be to God. And in Job's circumstances, you can almost see that. But you know what? When I look at what Job went through, and then I look at what the three Hebrew boys and Daniel went through,
mm-hmm.
they accepted what they was going through. And not once did they question God or told God they were. And you have today so many people, when times get hard, not just mm-hmm. the saved, mind you, but the unsaved is not the saved. Want you to know how righteous they have been, but not living any kind of life. Mm-hmm. Little do we realize when we're running our mouth. Brother D, God see it.
Yes, you do. Yes,
God
you do.
God see it. Y'all already know mm-hmm. who
yes,
we are. Glory to God. We can't tell God we walking upright when we're living a world of sin. When
yes,
we serving the devil, and then we wonder why we're going through this. Glory be to God. And it's for the three friends. They didn't encourage him. If you ask me, they discouraged him.
Mm-hmm.
They went through this for 7 days. For three of those days, they sat and didn't say a word. That was agonizing all by itself. Sitting up in sackcloth and ashes and boils all over your body. Just a sliver of a man's skin and bone for what you are, for what you was going through. And they wonder, what did you do that caused God to let this happen to you? When God talks to Satan, what did he say? He said, have you considered my servant Job?
Yes, he did. Come on now.
God knew who Job was, but he allowed it because he didn't want Satan. He wanted Satan to see, you can't take my servant from me. You cannot pluck them out of my hand. That's why he allowed Job to go through that. And also, Job went through this. Jesus had not came to the earth yet, but we all got to go through trials and tribulations because of the suffering that Jesus did for us. Jesus suffered for us, a sinner. And we don't want to go through anything. Sometimes my trials might be worse things. Sometimes, Brother Dog, it seems like when you look at him, he don't go through anything.
Mm-hmm.
But who are we to concern ourselves with what God does for him? We got to concern ourselves with what God do for us. We got to concern ourselves when we're going through our trial and tribulation. We got to determine no matter what we go through, God is going to see us through it. God is going to take care of us. We are seeking our soul salvation. Have no salvation if we can't stand against the trials and things that come up against us. If we can't comfort our brothers and our sisters. If we can't live the life that God set before, live that life. But see, Job was an example for us. He broke down because he was sick, but he never cursed God. And
your message.
Understood Job asking him all these questions, but he wanted Job to understand. Job, when I made the earth, what was you? When I hung the sun in the sky, what was you? God wanted Job to know he was not all by himself. He didn't need man, but he loved man. And because he loved man, glory be to God, howled Job to go to this and ask him all these questions and try to show him how righteous he was. But then he wanted Job to know that he was nothing in the eyesight of God. And let's go back over to Isaiah. Glory be to God. Verse 2 says, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double all her sins. Don't you know? Now, they're talking about Jerusalem, but I'm putting this to us today as individuals. Glory be to God. Don't you know? When you come out of sin and get yourself saved and sanctified, filled with His Holy, precious Holy Ghost, begin to walk upright before God. Don't you know He pardons a multitude of our sins? He pardons sin that we could have died for, but God said not so. God did not allow us, and He still does not allow us to die in sin if we listen to Him, if we choose Him. We got to choose God. That's the thing. We don't choose God. Now, verses 42 and 10 said, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Look, these three friends that sat up with him all this time and never said a word, and when they opened their mouth, they should have kept it closed, because every time they gave their little speech, they were making God upset with them. So what did God do for them? He put their life in Job's hand. Their life, all that talking they was doing, God put their life in Job's hand. And God, to Job's friend, the captivity of Job, when you speak of the captivity of Job, don't you know that you can keep people in their sin with your mouth? You're going to put people back in sin if they did everything that God wanted them to do so that they could come out of sin. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends, because God told Job, and it was so that, I'm going back to the 7th verse, after the Lord had spoken these words, after he had cleared himself up with Job and let Job know where he stands, and I'm going to get a little past that in just a minute, He spoke these words unto Job. The Lord said to Eliab and to Temanath, all three of Job's friends, he said, my wrath is kindled against thee, against you, not Job. He said, against thou two friends. That's what he was talking about, one of his friends. He said, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job has.
In the process
of Job telling God how righteous Job was, he also was telling God how great he was.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing these three friends could find to say to Job was, what did he do to turn God's wrath? So now look at Job. Glory be to God. He said, therefore, take unto you now, he told them to sacrifice seven bullocks, seven rams, and go to my servant Job. You see, God will break you down. He will break you down to the ground and make you humble to the one that you don't feel like you should be humble to. He said, go to my servant Job and offer up for yourself an offering. My servant Job shall pray for you. Said, for him will I accept. Look. To think sometimes God don't have his favor. He do, and you can be his favor if you would just do right. He said, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the things which is right, like my servant Job. So they had to go to Job because they kind of looked down on him after he got sick, not realizing that Job did nothing to go through this trial. Nothing. But God allowed it because he knew Job would not turn from him. Glory be to God. Said, now, then came to him all his brethren. And this is after Job prayed for his friends. Because, see, Job prayed for his friends. If God had not prayed for them, God was going to take them off the face of the earth. That's why we have to be so careful not to talk about, not to mistreat God's anointed. When God calls you righteous, no man can call you unrighteous. When God calls you his servant, no man can say you're not. We have to be careful what we say and what we do to God's servant. Glory be to God. We have to be very careful, brothers and sisters, whether we realize that or not. We have to be careful. Matthew 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 3 says, in those days came John the Baptist. And I think I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to have to go back. Just for Christ in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Don't you know? That's what I love about the prophet Isaiah. He saw way into the future. He spoke of John the Baptist before John the Baptist was even born. God had already prepared for John the Baptist to come to this earth. Prepare the way for the coming of his son. And then Matthew 3:1-3 said, in those days, John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the coming of the Lord. Make his path straight. So he was already speaking of John the Baptist years before he was born. If you read the book of Isaiah, you would find a lot of the New Testament refers back to the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah. And you know that is nothing but God's doing. And I'm like the Bible, and it's marvelous to our eyes. Glory be to God. And verse number 4 says, every valley shall be exalted, shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, every mountain. Isaiah 45:2, he said, I will go before thee. See, this is what God will do for us. I know I'm reading this from the Old Testament, but let me tell you something. That Old Testament was prophesied of the coming of the New Testament. So in verse 5, let me get my verses right now. Verse 4 said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. See, while we're going through things, God will go before us and straighten it out. God will go before us, and he will destroy our enemies. If we would just trust and worship him. But we find that to do. All we got to do is trust in him. Verse 5 says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The glory of the Lord. Now you think about this, God and his position. God is the governor over the whole world. And he's sitting on high above the earth and controlling and ruling this whole world. What is it that we hear people say God can't do anything about the hurricanes, tornadoes? God can't do anything, glory be to God, about the flood, the fire that burns for these cities. So what happened anywhere, the earthquakes and all, God got complete control. That earth, brothers and sisters, cannot erupt unless God allows it. God don't just have control over man. He got control over absolutely everything. That sun will not shine if God tell it not to. See, the element, glory be to God, is more obedient to God than man. That's why God tells us to pray continuously. We can't stop. We can't give up. We got to continue to pray. Got to pray day and night. Glory be to God. I wake up out of my sleep. I be tired a lot of nights. I open my eyes long enough to say, Lord, I thank you. Because you know what? He didn't have to wake me up. I don't care what time of morning it is. It can be 3, 4, 5. He didn't have to wake me up. But he did. And I thank him. I thank him continuously. Because everything that happens in our lives is God's doing. Glory be to God. And when we go into things that we ain't gonna never get out thanking for, And by your thanking him, you're already seeing the end of your problem. He's just that kind of God. Verse 6 says, the voice said, talking about John, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? Listen at this one. All flesh and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. See, now we got to realize while we're running around turning our back on God and doing everything but serving him, God look at man as nothing but grace. Today you here and tomorrow you could be God. That's what happened with the grass in the field. You go out there and be so beautiful. And the next time you go out, it's all withered, dead, and gone. And that's how it is. That's how easy for God to remove sin from the face of this earth. And then still don't want to praise him. We don't want to worship him. We don't want to acknowledge him sometimes. Glory be to God. We got to acknowledge God in any and all situations, no matter where we are. I was coming back with my daughter this morning, daughter Faith. She's getting ready to drive. She's on the way now back to Maryland. And I was praying for him in the spirit and on my side, and I hollered loud as I could, and I stopped and speaking in tongues. I'm not ashamed to own God no matter where I go. That's how God wants us to be. Don't look around and worry about who's seeing you. The only one you want to know is God seeing you. Lord, I'm doing everything I can. Your attention, not man. What can man do for you? Your life and choose this is it for you. Do you think man can bring you back? That's why we should be careful when God calls us to go through, allow a Satan to take us through trials and tribulations. Because we know, brothers and sisters, Satan can't do anything unless God allows it. If he doesn't allow it, he can't do anything. Because God got full control over this world because the world is his. We are his. The fullness of this world is his. And we need to acknowledge that. Verse 7 says, the grass withered, the flower faded, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, and surely the people pray. Glory, hallelujah. You see how God look at us and how much he loves us, that he keeps us. We are nothing but dirt. We are as filthy rags. We are nothing in the eyesight of God. We are nothing. And we don't seem to understand that. We think we are better than God. We think we are more than God. Because if we don't, we wouldn't say and we wouldn't do the things that we do. Psalm 127 said, my days are like a shadow that declines. Every day we live, the older we get, our days decline. And I am withered like grass. That's what the psalmist said in Psalms. 1 Peter 1:24 said, for all flesh is as grass, and all the man is as a flower of grass. Grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. So we are as grass. We need to acknowledge and accept that we are only here a few days. Verse 9 said, O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain of Jerusalem, for bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the city of Judah, behold your God. In other words, say unto the city of Judah, look up to your God. Look up to your God. He said, oh, your God. Don't look up to our God. For if we did, the world would be a better place than it is. Because the people don't acknowledge God. You look at the rich. They are so rich. They think that they is the one that controlling this earth. No one this earth but God himself. I don't care how much money you get, you're going to die and that money is going to fade away. Because if you keep it so long, it's going to crumble away anyway. Or somebody else going to get it and spend it all. And just think, you're dying and sending your soul to hell. And for what? Money go with you. When you go down in that grave, somebody you don't even like, end up with all of your money and just blow it. And you'd have sent your soul to hell for nothing. For no reason and no cause. Glory be to God. The phone's still acting up and I hear. And I'm trying to go ahead so I can get through so that you all won't have to continue to listen to this. But I thank God for each and everything. In verse 10, we're going to go down to verse 10. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hands, and his arm shall rule. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Now see, we think that we're rewarded for salvation. But no, because see, a lot of people, salvation is free. So there's no work in salvation. The only thing we do in salvation is accept the Holy Ghost. So salvation is not a work, rewards are. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we work for God, we get our reward. But when God comes back, he will have our reward with him. Glory be to God. And we sit up and worry about salvation. Let us stop worrying about salvation. Let us worry about eternal life. Let us receive of his spirit and then start working for him. You don't have to be a priest to go and tell somebody you got to be saved. You don't have to be a preacher to tell somebody that God saved you when you was out there, was not thinking about anything or anybody but yourself. And God, this is what should let us know that there isn't anything God can't do. God gonna come through and take you out of the worst situation, clean you up, save you, sanctify you, and fill you with his precious Holy Ghost. And when we go through our trials and tribulations, let us go through them with thanksgiving. Don't worry about what you go through. Look forward to God bringing you through. Know that God will bring you through. When we start going through things, don't give up. See the end of it. And watch God come through for you and give you double for your trouble. Glory be to God. Thank God for this day and this message. Glory be to God. And this message and each and every one that came on to hear us today. I do apologize for all the storm is doing to my phone, all the rain, or even the bad weather, because right now it's not rain, it's just overcast, doing to my phone. But you know what? I will let nothing stop me from serving God. And I thank God for that. At this time, I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to open the floor, allow whosoever wants to come. If you want to testify, if you want to just praise God, just want to thank God for being so good to you, whatsoever you want to do, we're going to open the floor right now and allow your chance to come and say and do. Say what you want to say, because this show is for people. And if you have something on your mind, if you need prayer, what have you, this is your time. The floor is open.
Amen. You know, see, normally I try to wait and see if someone will come in before me. But I want to say something real quick. We want to always give to God, who is truly the head of our life. And we truly thank the Lord for the service today, even though Satan did all he could to interfere with it. The word of God must for. And I was looking at something as you was teaching there. Just, you know, and I just want to give this to my sister and brother real quick and I get out of the way. Just to show you how God's word has in, you know, I'm listening to you as you read through verse 10 in the book of Isaiah, the 4th chapter. And he said, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, uh-huh. His reward is him. When you hear his reward, him, I thought about another verse, and I went and I said, and look how the old tie in with the new. I shot back to the book of Revelation, and I got over to the book of Revelation. I looked at the 22nd chapter there, and look what it says in 22. The Bible says 12 says, and behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. You know, when I see stuff like that, I just want to tell you, brother, if that don't show you that this is the book, that this is, that there is no other. It's the word of God.
Yeah.
That's it, and that's it. Now, in the Old Testament, we like to tell people that's Jesus concealed, and the new we tell them is Jesus revealed. But you see how the Lord will reveal things to you in the spirit if you in the name of Jesus, if you just in and not on the outside looking in. You got to come on in, family. Amen?
Amen. That's right. That's so true. So true. And I thank God for those words coming from Brother D, and he's telling you now, he's telling you right. We have all got to come in. Glory be to God. And I thank God. I include myself because I try to seek to do better. Is Bishop on? Bishop on?
Okay. I don't know if Bishop on. I called him. I didn't get an answer.
Okay, don't worry about that. Okay, at this time, bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with. Father God, we thank you for being good to us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning, touching us with a finger of love, Father God, keeping us, Lord, in a safe and sound mind. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for being with us today, God. Father God, through all the problems I was having on the phone, Lord, your word to me is greater than a problem. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask you to bless the sick and healthy, Father God, the old, Father God, the young. Father God, we ask you to go into the hospital room. Father God, touch the sick, Father God. Bless the doctors and nurses, Father God, that is caring for them, Father God, in your holy name. God, the one that have a sickness, don't seem that they are ever yet cured from it. Father God, we know you the doctor of doctors. We know you to be a healer, Father God. And Father God, if it be your will, Father God, I bless, Father God. Heal them, God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, bless your people all over the world. Bless the true churches of God. The one that's walking upright before you and preaching your word to the people, whether they come or not, Father God, giving out that word, because the word must go out. Father God, and we thank you for it. We ask you to bless every reed, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, give them peace, Father God. Father God, we thank you, for we understand that we're only on this earth for a little while. Father God, the ones that seem to miss their loved ones, give them peace, God. Father God, bless them that they can remember the good times.
Yes.
Father God, and we thank you for it, God. I ask you to bless my family, all of my families, my brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, all of my families, God. And all the people on this radio station in your and their family, Lord. Brother Dog and his family, God. Father God, bless your people. For we are nothing without you. Without you, Father God, we can't make it. Without you, Father God, we can't even get up in the morning, God. But we know it's you that hold us up day and night. Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for being God and being God Almighty and being God all by yourself.
Yes.
Father God, we want to say thank you. Father God, and we just want to lift you up, Father God.
Yes.
For beside you there is no other God.
Yes.
For you are God and God alone. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for it. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Father God, we just can't praise you enough. Glory be to God. Father God, help us, God. Keep us to walk upright before you, Father God, and do your will, Father God. Bless us, Father God, that when you come back, you will have our reward with you, God. We just thank you for it, God. Father God, the one that's trying to do right and feel like they just can't, give them strength to carry them on, to push them, Lord. Father God, let them know that they can go through anything just with lean and depend on you. Father God, I ask you to go with my daughter as she drive all the way to Maryland. She and her children.
Call.
Father God, and count the angels around about her, Father God. Father God, Father God, you take control. Keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, and we ask for your protection.
Back during
Father God, for them. Lord, we know you are evil. Father God, and we just ask you to bless, protect, Father God, each and every one at the sound of my voice today. Father God, and I thank you. For I know I am nothing without you, God. Without you, I can do nothing. Everything is yours, and you are ours, God. Father God, and let us walk upright before you all the days of our life, Father God. Father God, and let us love you, Father God, and speak you, Father God, out to anyone, Father God, that we meet and everywhere that we go. Father God, and I thank you. Father God, in this prayer, oh God. Oh, and let me just add, God, in the White House, God, during this election, Father God. Father God, let your will be done in you, Father God, to who you know is best to be the President of the United States. Father God, it seems that men don't know and they don't accept righteous no more. What they accept is wrong. God, but I know, Father God, your spirit is in the White House. and everywhere. Father God, and I do know the ones that call on you, they will prevail. Father God, and I'm calling on you, Father God, that you take control, Lord, of this election this year, Father God. Father God, and let the man, Father God, that you choose, the man that you know, be there for the good of your people. Father God, and we thank you. Father God, and we will forever lift you up and praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Brother D, go ahead with your announcement.
Amen. As always, God, thank you. Allowed us to come together this morning again in the fellowship of the word, name of Jesus. We want to invite you all for tomorrow. We have another service. God is blessed. And I tell you all the time, he put a vision in Brother Dog's head from a prayer to gospel services. And the Lord has blessed us to have four services that someone will be able to hear the word of God. And we want to invite you all tomorrow to come in at the same point of time, 5 o'clock Central Time, to our service called God's Plan. And from there, I would like to invite you all to find your church home Sunday somewhere. And if you're like me and can't get enough, please be sure and come back Tuesday at 5 o'clock Central, the same time again. And as Monty always like to tell you, God truly has a word for you. You just need a listening ear. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We
well,
thank Brother Deep for pardon me?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Your phone keep going in and out. Your phone keep going in and out. I was trying to, somebody trying to cut in on you, Sister Mary. But you did get the sermon out today. Thank you for getting the sermon out today.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dahl. I just want to make the announcement that to be with us again on next Tuesday night, same time, same channel. You know, we can't give up when we have a rough time. For all I was going through, Satan was trying to mess with it, and the mess is not to go through. The God word must go through, and I thank God for that. So be with us again on next Tuesday night, same time, same channel. And as always, and I thank Brother D, and him picked it up as well, God has a word for you. And I ask each and every one to pray my strength in the Lord. Back into your hand, Brother Dahl.
All right, appreciate it. Sister Mary, you can go ahead and hang up if you want to. I'm going to play a song before we get out of here and change over. I got to play this song. I'm going to play this song, though. It was requested.
Okay.
Oh, mighty God. I just want you to hold me in your holler. If you hold me, Jesus, hold me, Jesus, come on and rock me, Jesus, can't nobody do me like Jesus, can't nobody hold me like Jesus. If I see my Savior's face, y'all, tell the Lord thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and hold me, Jesus. Come on and hold me, Jesus. If you hold me.
Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our ceremony on the spiritual side for tonight. Want to thank Sister Mary and Brother D for coming on. Sister Mary had some problems with her phone, but the word still got through. You can't stop God's work. That's for sure. That this goes to prove you can't stop God's work with everything we got going on. So at this time, if anybody got anything they want to say or talk about, hit the one button now. I hate to say it, though. I hope Sister Sherry ain't out there because she's still over there raising hell, boy. She getting Tish Jones here now, man. Oh, that's Sherry. She's something else, boy. I don't know what to say about it, but it is what it is. I'm down here dancing tonight, man, and good grief. Somebody must be getting away with free money or something down there. It's packed out already down here with more cars than they got people down here, with more cars than they got spectators. So I'm down here at Dollars and Dragway, where we will be this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I'll be down there also Friday and Saturday. Lance and Travis is a big race going on down here. My brother Kid always got something to say. All right, kids, you're in a good shape this day. Let me get out of open. You know, it's hard to open up my track, though. Come on in here, kid. What you got on your mind, brother?
What's going on, dog? How you doing?
Man, I'm just fine. I'm just fantastic, man. It's fantastic, to be honest with you.
I heard that. You want to talk to Sherry today?
Come on, man. Come on. What am I talking to Sherry for, man?
I don't know. I thought maybe she gave you a call to see how you were doing.
Well, why would she call me, kid? Why would she call me?
Well, you're her friend. You're her favorite guy besides Ken.
No, not me. Well, I don't know about all that, brother, but you know, I'm everybody's favorite guy. I got a lot of, I'm going to tell you what, though, kid. Some people think it's slick, though. I got about five anonymous callers on the show today. So that means there's a lot of people peeping in here. Don't want nobody to know who they are. So they call in with anonymous.
Man.
They block their number. But, you know, you ain't got to block it for me. I don't give a damn. I'm an open house. I ain't got nothing to hide. So all them block numbers you got, I don't know why they block them, kids, you know. You got anything to hide, kid?
No, I ain't got shit to hide.
Yeah, so tell me. Y'all block number people? I don't know why y'all blocking your number for the day and everything. Ain't nothing going on that you know, I won't say it once, I'll say it twice. So you ain't got to block your number for me.
I got another question for you, dog. You watched the NCAA basketball game, the women, right?
I was pissed off in a way, that kid.
Okay, now the girl with the little Mickey Mouse hairdo, I forget her name. You know, with the two bobs on top of her head.
Oh, okay. Who you talking about?
She played on the Iowa team. No, not Juju.
No, I don't know the name. I don't remember the name. What about it, though?
I don't remember her name either.
What
but why is it that they drug tested her because she put up a pretty good game, but they don't drug test her Caitlin Clark.
Oh, no shit, they did that?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Well, I ain't know nothing about that, kid.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't to be honest with you, technically speaking, if they don't drug test anybody, it should be a random drug test for everybody.
Yeah.
If that's what the case, they shouldn't just pick out certain people to drug test, kid. I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, but, you know, because she had a pretty pretty good game, they're going to drug test her. But Caitlin Clark be having a good game, but they don't. I ain't heard nobody talk about drug testing her. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, now, to be honest with you, kid, can we fault the kids for the shit that the media do? Because the media started this shit, kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want this controversy. They want the controversy. They want the division. You know, they do the same thing when they have murders and stuff. They rob a store. The first thing they say, they rob a store. Now, black man robbed a store. Now, when he white, they just say somebody robbed a store. They don't say the race, though. The media keeps this shit up, kid, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah. They got a lot to do with it.
Brother D, you know you can't get in on these discussions, Brother D. You cannot get in on these discussions. So you quit it. Hell, you hit the one button for it. I got to open it. No, damn well, I don't want him on these damn discussions. What you want, Brother D?
Well, Doc, I know I sort of say I don't, but this seems to be a pretty decent one here. I just want to try to put an insight on that drug test thing. And that is, you know, Caitlin's been playing all good. Not that this is an excuse because it's not, but I do know I've talked to a few pro ball players in my past, that I know this is one of the ways that it come about. Caitlin has been playing at the top of her game all year long. Now, a lot of times when a person come in and haven't been, you know, having like the third game, and they just come out of nowhere with one, then it
tends to bring about a spotlight on them and make them want to do certain things and drug testing and whatever. And I got that from the pros back in the day.
That is true.
Now, who's to say this girl here wasn't on her way to having good games every time she come out?
But you got to see what D said. He said, Caitlin Clark, damn near always have good games. All of a sudden, this girl had she might do, but right now, since she just started and it was something out of the ordinary. They tested the kid. That's what he's saying. And they do that. Mm-hmm. They do that for a fact. I know they do. You tell the truth
that
on that.
That ain't nothing but a bunch of motherfucking bullshit.
It is, kid. But, I mean, what can you do about it? It is. But that's the normal. It ain't like we don't know this. See, that's what I'm trying to say. A lot of stuff we know, I mean, and we can't do nothing about it. So what can you do? Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you challenge them, kid, they're gonna come up with some. Well, we did this or they did this. They're gonna have a reason. They're gonna have a reason why they did it to make it look good. Even though we probably know what the real deal is. But
oh yeah,
what can we do?
We all know that.
Yeah, it's totally fucked up, kid. I agree with you 100%, boy. That's something I agree with you on that. But there's nothing you can do about it. Because they're going to always come up with some kind of justification that's going to be okay with whoever they got to please.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, and like I said, we don't stick together long enough to carry stuff through to make them do the right thing. And, you know, we'll start some shit, and next thing you know, don't be about me and you out there, kid. Me, you, and brother, these on somebody that's standing in the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the problems we have, too. We start some shit, but we don't ever finish it. Yeah. Well, y'all can make my night short, or y'all can make it drag on. I'm really, kid, it's like they give away free money out here, kid. They got so many people out here already.
Oh, yeah?
Police out here.
Where you in? Darlington?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They heard a low run and mud bones coming.
Well, if they heard that coming, they would probably need to leave here. That's why the storm coming in this mother. If they heard y'all was coming. Yeah. But with that being said, I gather y'all, all you are.
Happy birthday, Sunshine Love. If you're on the show.
Sunshine used to be on here all the time. Her husband must have got on her ass and told her she couldn't know. But hold on a minute. Let me go and play this in one time. If they don't come on the show, I'll help them out, though.
Racing fans, get ready. Bobby Cole presents Alabama Madness. April 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Alabama International Dragway. Friday night, it's Lil Baby in a shootout. Off the trailer, street-style cars. Invitation only. $5,000 on top of the pot. $500 buy-in. 16-car minimum. Come see some of the fastest cars in the world. It's grudge racing all day. Whitefoot versus Lil Red. Grandson taking on Lil Will. Pandemic versus Blood Pressure. John Gotti versus Memphis Gangsta. Cal City Cal versus Tony Vine. Salty Big versus Deja Vu. Unfriendly Goat versus Lawyer. Deja Vu taking on Unfriendly Goat. Pandemic versus Lawyer. Plus many more. And then Saturday, it's the Junior 484 and Smaller Shootout. $3,000. Free entry. No lockup. And the 28275 Nitrous only. No carbon body. No pro mod. No extreme car. Shots fired. Don't cross the line. $10,000 on top of the pot. 5 inches smaller. $500 buy-in. 8 car minimum. 28275 no ticket. Lil Nappy versus Dirty Diana. It's also a free $100 giveaway to spectators only. Friday and Saturday. Every hour from 6 p.m. to 12 midnight. It's going down at Alabama Madness. April 25th, 26th, and 27th in Steele, Alabama.
All right. That was Bobby Cole's race. Yeah. Anybody else got anything out there, Brother Kid, Brother D?
And Tarnell, I'm having a race this weekend?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
They are.
They didn't want to advertise that.
Mike having a race.
They didn't want to advertise that.
Mike having a race also.
Well, oh, yeah.
Know, it is what it is. Free advertising if they want it. If they don't want it, we ain't twisting no arms, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I tell y'all. You know what I tell y'all all the time, dog. You give them a free platform to do what they need to do and what they should do. They don't want to do it. If I was you, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
I'm talk radio.
Oh, I'm finna get out of here in a minute. But you know, always getting the benefit of the doubt. You know, I'm a good guy. I always get a bit of credit down. I'm a good guy.
They have to the show. My dog's in the show. Maybe because you weren't.
All right. And I'm again, if anybody got anything, hit the one button. I'll stay on. Like I said, I'm sorry. I'll stay on as long as y'all got it. We got 82 people on here. I know out of 82 people, somebody got something they want to say. Tell Kid to kiss their ass or tell me to kiss their ass or Brother D to kiss. Something. Y'all can't tell me you ain't got something you want to talk about.
What it be for, dog? They be expecting us to go a lot longer on Wednesdays than we go during the week. So now they get on the spot, come in the line, and then they go and do what they're doing. If they come back and talk is gone, and I think next week
they text me. Yeah, they used to text me talking about something. What happened? Did the show go on? Yeah. It did. Yeah. It went on.
It sure was. Exactly.
Yeah. So but anyhow, All right, Brother D, you done made my mind up, boy. You made my mind up. With that being said, then, okay. Adios, y'all. Adios.